It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the press conference has started later today than I realized, so I do apologize. That was the main headline, Nebraska football update. Tomorrow's going to be loaded, though. Will Nebraska make the college football playoff if they go 10-2? Jake says no, I say yes. We actually didn't discuss it at all. I just want to make you the bad guy. We'll discuss that tomorrow. I love how you weren't going to say anything, though. Just let me throw anything out there. No, we'll discuss that tomorrow. I actually don't know where I land on that because our lack of a strength of schedule is going to come into play at that point, but who are we paired with? Is it Miami? Is it an SEC team? We'll discuss tomorrow. Also, we'll give full analysis and reaction to the press conferences that are starting here shortly. We'll do that mañana. All right. It is the noon hour, and that means it's lunchtime, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Adam Carriker Show on the Ticket, sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue. Now with two locations at 11th and Cornhusker and at 61st and Apples Way, right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burn-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, full slab of ribs, half-smoked chicken, and much, much more. Plus, incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th and Cornhusker and at 61st and Apples Way, just off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. All right. We will be on location at Mulberry Barbecue, their south location, here in the near future. We need to get that set up. All right, can't wait to do it again. Really enjoyed the last time that we did it. Now, it was pointed out to us, before we dive into that, it was actually just announced, Zaire Wright, all right, got a new NIL deal. And so SeatGeek has signed multiple college football stars per On3 NIL to NIL deals. Each player will promote a custom discount code for tickets. Alabama's Dante Lawson, LSU's Whit Weeks, and Michigan's Justin Haynes are among the group, as well as Nebraska's Zaire Wright. Pictured is also a Texas A&M player. I'm just not familiar with him, so I can't say his name. I do apologize to that individual, but I think Zaire has turned into one of my favorite players. If I were to list, like, again, these are not my children. I'm allowed to have favorites, okay? Doesn't mean I dislike anybody because I love everybody who represents the Scarlet and Cream. But I think my three favorite players on the team at this moment in time, probably Teddy Prochazka, Tyler Kanak, and Zaire Wright. Zaire comes here late in the summer, a season ago, from USC. I don't want to say he was an afterthought, but I don't think a lot of people really put a lot of credence into that. He had started 15 games at USC before he got here. Now, USC wasn't a very good defense, so maybe that's why he was a little bit overlooked. As the season went along, he proved to be absolutely one of our best 11 players on defense. I will never forget that USC game, the pick six he took to the house, the veracity and the animosity that appeared to me to be between him and USC still at that point, I found highly entertaining. And I can relate to some of my former teams as well in the past. But somebody pointed out they've not yet handed out the black shirts that we're aware of anyways. Are we aware of the black shirts being handed out, Jake, at all?
I haven't seen anything about that, no.
Who do you think's going to? Well, you know, let's talk about when they hand out the black shirts instead of projecting who's going to get it. We'll react whenever they do announce that. When you hear black shirt, because the Bach block, 11-3, 1-3, part of that is Bach and the black shirt. Terrell Farley, one of the greatest to ever do it. What does a black shirt mean to you? Like, what does that represent to you? And does this still hold the same credence as it once did to you?
I wouldn't say that it, I mean, obviously at its high, it was, you know, when Nebraska was a dominant program, one of the best defenses in the country year in and year out, you know, I think it meant a little bit more, if you will, just because you had the top players in the nation. Now, these last couple of years, Nebraska's defense has been good. Hesitate to say great, but, you know, kind of getting back to that black shirt standard. I always love it because, again, I you know, and we point this out, very few places around college football and football in general specifically highlight the defense. And I have a defensive football mind. I mean, I like defensive football in any case. And so I like to see that. You know, Wrecking Crew at Texas A&M. There's a couple others, but for the most part, the black shirts being...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Celebrated the way that they are, the unique tradition to it. The skull and the crossbones doesn't hurt, you know, all that sort of stuff. Pretty cool. And so it's one of my favorite traditions. I didn't mind, and I'm interested to see maybe where they're going. You have a new defensive coordinator, maybe different ideas where they made them earn it at times under Bo Pelini. Of course, he had great defenses for the most part. And then, you know, at certain times would get run out of the building in games. So that's the one thing that you kind of risk is that are you ever going to, I think there was one season where they did that and it was like, all right, we'll just give it to him after this subpar performance because it's better than what they've done and we want to hand them out at some point. So I know a lot of people prefer to hand them out before the season, but we've got to be getting close, right? I mean, it's game week.
I wonder. So the press conference is going on right now. There's no sound.
Right.
So they could be talking about the black shirts right now and we wouldn't know it. If that's the case, we can't make the sound appear. We're working on it. Barring that being the case, I've always been a fan. It's a long offseason, dude. It's winter conditioning. You got spring ball. You're grinding. There's early mornings. You're getting beat up. You're getting treatment. You're lifting. You're running. You got summer conditioning. It's like, think about those days where it was 95 and humid and you're like, I'm in the AC. They were not out there working out. Nobody's complaining. That's part of the gig. And then you go through fall camp, which is the toughest part of the entire year if you're a football player. I've always thought handing it out going into game one is what I personally preferred. I have no idea what they're doing now. I know what they've done the first 2 years that Rule's been here. New D coordinator this year. Maybe they change it. We'll see what happens. And we'll react after we know what happens. So this was sent to me from a fan. Not the most uplifting, but it tells you that we need to be ready to go game one defensively. A lot of talk about the offense. The defense is just as important. Not as always as exciting to talk about unless you're someone like you and me. But here's what they said to me. In theory, the defense should be able to take a few games to find itself. In reality, now you got to keep in mind, when it comes to the offenses we face this year, this is me talking, not reading. USC, Penn State, who am I missing? There was a third offense that I considered to be really good. Michigan, if you want to throw them in there. Is that probably the third team?
Yeah, we'll see in the Bryce Underwood.
Who, by the way, the five-star true freshman quarterback was just announced as their starter. Shocker, paying $10 million a year or whatever it is. Like, we're not facing the most dynamic offenses week in and week out. That being said, if the defense is not ready for some reason, Nebraska... This I'm reading now again. This is not my words. Is an abysmal 8-43 in the last 10 years when allowing the opponent to score 28 or more points. And 16-57, which is a .219 winning percentage when allowing 21 or more. The numbers from the Matt Rhule era have not improved. 0-5 when allowing 28 or more and 1-8 when giving up 21 plus points. The lone win was last year's Wisconsin game where we scored 44. In other words, the black shirts need to be ready to roll game one. What's your reaction to that when you hear that?
Well, I agree with it. Obviously, like, again, the attention there. I didn't know, you know, there's a lot of numbers you can compile against Nebraska football over the last decade. Would you say 16-51 when allowing 21 points? 57. That's rough.
Not even a .300 winning percentage.
Yeah. That's really rough. And again, we lived through it, so we kind of know it. Some of these statistics maybe not shock you as much as maybe they would if you didn't, you know, watch it all kind of break down. But, you know, more often than not, and that's Nebraska's defense, you know, trying to last couple of years trying to hover around 18 points per game. You know, that's the goal. I get that. But just to get to that 21 and have the numbers shift like that tells you that you've had kind of an offensive problem here at Nebraska for some time. And certainly a lot of these, you know, teams have struggled with that.
We do have sound rolling. It is Dana Holgorsen talking. I don't think he's going to address the black shirt situation. We'll wait to see what John Butler says. This show will probably be over, and again, we'll react to it tomorrow. I've got about four things here. I'm going to read the Greg Maddux one because it's so phenomenal, and I'll save the other three for after the break. Greg Maddux threw a total of 8,006 called balls to 8,025 batters he faced from 95 to 2003. That's less than one ball per batter. Dude, when I talk about efficiency, can we see that type of efficiency out of our offense? Is that a possibility?
That's crazy.
That is crazy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.